all of you that are coveting followership, it's Antichrist spirit that is in you. And if you don't accept them, they will persecute you. That is their identity. By their fruits, you shall know them. Praise the Lord. And that's why I cannot accept the office of an apostle. I'm not an apostle. I'm a pastor. Praise the Lord. Now, it's not to be humble. You can never distract me in anything. Lie can never distract me. I'm a focused person. What is in my mind is to make sure the whole world, my own, is I got very angry that all these denominational pastors were getting away with the trick they hatched and executed, that they succeeded in covering this glorious message that God sent to the church. They decided, imagine a mighty ministry like that in the same area where Brother Abraham, you know, did his ministry. There in Jeffersonville, there in Indiana, I was there with my wife. The taxi woman that took us there, she's a driver, a taxi woman. That woman was 60-something years old. And I asked her, she was taking us out to the church. I gave her address. He said, is there any church like that here? I said, how long have you been living here? She said, she's been living here all her life. And I asked her, did you hear of any ministry of William Branham? He said, no. But if I ask of Benny Hinn, she will say yes. If I ask of Billy Graham, he will say yes. If I ask of Oral Roberts, they will say yes. If I ask of P.T. Jakes, they will say yes. If I ask of all those noisemakers, she will say yes. But the devil used them and covered up the only truth we have, the only light that God sent to take us out of the darkness that Satan has had and executed in this age, through that ministry of William Marion Branham. They have used their enemies, spoken things to their agents, like Olukoya, to their agents, like Ashimolo, who wrote those nonsense in those books that they wrote. And people kept believing them. And there is no way for the believers, wherever they are, to hear the truth. When God gave us opportunity, we said we must counter them, bumper to bumper. That is why we have this television station. That's why we have these programs everywhere in the whole world. And people, for the first time, they're going into the archives, they're going into the net, and discovering that what these people were saying was nothing but lies. If not for the ministry of that man, the seventh angel, the seventh church age messenger, the voice of the seventh angel, if not for him, I will have been a bishop by now. Bishop Moses Alu. And if I don't have money to pay to be crowned a bishop, then I will start by answering Reverend Dr. Moses Alu. And my wife will have been Reverend Dr. Mrs. Clara Alu. She will have been Mommy Gio. Then I will have been Daddy Gio. And you will think that it is actually a title given from God. Then you will be reverencing me. Ah! If it had not been for Jesus, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me up. God's attributes were manifested to pride in this last age. We have kept the revelation by the last prophet's message.
And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original.
Somebody say, why am I addressing those men of God like that? Amen. Praise the Lord. If they were just speaking, no problem. But they wrote it in books. And you say, I should not say it. Until they recant what they have written. I continue to say it. Anywhere I go, I will say it. Oh, look where you lied. Johnson Suleiman, you lied. Matthew Ashimolowo, you lied. Don't do that. Don't do that. Go and repent. If somebody deceives you to go and lie, God will forgive you because you acted in error. But if you did it deliberately, because what that man said will touch what you are establishing. Ha! There's a song in our hymn book. Ah. Yes. Ah. There's a song in our hymn book. Ah. I think it's hymn number 50 something. Will I remember it? I want to sing it for Olukoya. Oh. The third stanza in hymn number 57. He has sounded forth that trumpet that shall never sound retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be sweet my soul to answer him, be jubilant my feet. God's word is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching. I miss it. It's hymn number 59. Second to the last stanza. His rifle's old and rusty, and is hanging on the wall. His Bible's worn and dusty, and is seldom touched at all. But his message from this Bible will meet us at judgment day. For God's truth keeps marching on. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Let's say be the name of the Lord. Let's say be the name of the Lord. His truth from this Bible will meet us at judgment day. That's all. It's not title I'm looking for. All these enter message pastors that are competing for position. They're already shivering. Bill, I said, Pastor Moses, one take over from us. Take over from us. What did you have before? Did you have anything? If you had anything, then what impact have you done with it? All your church members, they are recycled people. They live where enter message church to another. You have nothing that a sinner in the street can hear and repent. You're hearing me now, enter message pastors. That's why you are little flock. God gave us the word. Shine the light in this dark denominational world. That the eagles that are caged there, we hear it and come out. They are coming and standing with quotes of the prophets. Brother Abraham say, Brother Abraham say, Brother Abraham say. Say what? Praise the Lord. Don't forget all this apostle. I am chief apostle. I am now, after Abraham now is Raymond Jackson. After Raymond Jackson, I am the one. Looking for all that thing. And then they are busy. They will gather people for 5 days, 1 week convention. For that 1 week, all they are teaching the people is doing nothing but brainwashing the people to see them as some dispensational important people. Nothing more. If you meet any of them, they know nothing beyond their nose concerning the plan for salvation. When they see you, are you still in pride? No. We have gone beyond that. Beyond that, and you are as carnal as anything. gone beyond that with which message? Nothing. And so what is putting us in this ministry is to shine the light. Tell your light, your neighbor, shine the light. Tell him, shine the light. That's all we are doing. That's all we are doing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so we have 7 star messengers. Each of those star messengers we are selected in each dispensation with reference to Apostle Paul. The closest person God was using in that age, that the ministry was the closest in pattern, in doctrine and everything to Apostle Paul, became the star messenger for that age. And in this age, I have told you this several times, this is the only age we argue about our star messenger. Because his ministry was a little, deeper, higher than those other past messengers. You have to understand that in the feast, the marriage ceremony, that Jesus Christ went to in Cana, remember that the last wine was sweeter than the earlier one. Hallelujah. Oh yes, and this is the days of the latter rain. And there's something about there is Apostle Paul functioned under the former rain. William Branham ended with the latter rain. The former rain is the planting rain. That is when the seed, the doctrines were established, everything was set, the church was set in order, all the foundational truths were established. And it is for God so loved the world. That was their message. Give your life to Christ. Give your life to Christ. They can waste time with you. Apostle Paul will go to a city and stay there for 5 years. Gathering the people, leave them, go to another city. Then it went on and on up to the time of the missionary period, where they will come and be begging people, give your life to Christ. Give your life to Christ. That is the planting time. After some time, that rain will cease. The next rain is the harvesting rain, otherwise known as the evening light. Zechariah chapter 14 verse 7. At evening time shall be light. It is the evening gospel, the closing gospel. And that gospel is not like the gospel of for God so loved the world. Don't talk, let everybody come in. Oh, brother, why didn't you come to church? Oh, don't sit at home. Jesus loves you. Oh, did I offend you? Oh, come now. In the morning, another minister will come. Then you are sitting down there feeling very important. So when they go to your church, they make it look as if they are doing you a favor by attending your church. No. Oh, you are dying. Oh, you allow your neighbor to die. God will hold you responsible for any sinner around you that die without you giving the person the gospel. Then you are laboring. Oh, brother, are you still drinking? You go to Biafalo. Oh, you are crying. Oh, oh, oh. That time has long gone. We're in the evening market. I say we are in the evening. That is the uniqueness of the entire message. That is why I am not making it up. It is the anointing. There is no true entire message believer. In fact, William Branham himself, until he was shouting one time, he stopped. And look at the women. He said, women, do you think I hate you? Because I speak like that. He said, if I hate women, then why will I marry one? Go and ask my wife whether I maltreat her. I love her so much. It is the anointing. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet. And the anointing of Elijah is not the same anointing as others. It's a no-nonsense anointing. It's an anointing. Let me close on this illustration. All of us that go to the market, there is a closing opening time in an organized market. And there's closing time. Am I correct? Eh? Market is where everybody goes to buy and sell. Morning market, not the same thing as evening market. Eh? No. When you open your shop, the first person that come in the morning, 7:30 in the morning, customer, even if you never see him before, brother, sister, even though you don't know where he come from. That's in the morning. Then you will turn, you go beg and beg and come my side, now come my church, now come now, come now, come my side, they're going to make yanga, make yanga. You sure say, then they allow us, not with this church, then they say, they don't wear trousers. You say, no, come anyhow you like. Then with time, you will understand. Come. Okay, how much? Money market. It's 100 naira. 100 naira. This one, 50 naira. Okay. Now because of you, okay, just maybe the first customer. Just, okay, bring money. But no gain inside, though, no gain. But just bring money as you be the first. Then, now women, they do that in pass. Now women, 50 naira. You should say the quality. Maybe your land is safe. Maybe your land is. Now, Gbalodi be this. This one is China, now, maybe Gbalodi. 30 naira. Customer, yes, now 1 hour don't pass. So we don't need 8:30 from 7:30. Hey, after all, nobody is coming now, not in a money market, there's still time, you know. Okay, bring money 30 naira. I just want to dash you 30 naira. Wait, make I go look around first. If the price is not the same, I will come back. Customer, don't do like that. No. Okay, last, 20 naira. Okay, anything you get, bring. Take a go. Even if you say bring anything, go still look at. The reason is because it is money market. And I'll be the first customer. But when it remains 20 minutes to close, and the trader is packing his wares, suddenly you come, buru, with your trousers, painted face, wear earring, everything, buru, demon wife, they pursue you, buru, you run, you reach. First and foremost, when you reach, the price where he will tell you now, last and final price, not negotiable. It's not negotiable. If he tell you this thing is 50 naira, you say, hey, what a 40 naira? He get up. He no longer. That's exactly what we are doing here. Since that top trouser, you are telling me where is it written in the Bible? Okay, I have no time to open the show in the Bible. Please, go to Kotu, what do you call it? Horegu. Go there, that market. Now 24 hours, day and night, and they sell there. Here, there is a time, and the time is rounding. God bless you. Let's stand up.